We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and family? Well, Rocket can. You can find the poll question today on Twitter, at Zach Gelb, at CBS Sports Radio. And the poll question today asks about the teams in the AFC. Who goes to the Super Bowl out of the AFC? Is it the Bengals, Chiefs, Bills, or other? And right now, 14.8% say other. You do have 18.7% with the Bengals, 25.8% with the Chiefs, and the Bills at 40.7%. Hickey, who would even be your other teams? Like Miami yesterday, I know that Miami has defeated the Ravens. I know that Miami has defeated the Buffalo Bills. The Bengals, they beat the Dolphins, but they lost two in that game. But when you look at the other teams, like, I'm not expecting Miami to go to the Super Bowl. And I don't want to say that I'm like panicking over Miami after yesterday, because everyone's entitled to a bad game. And I know the 49ers are a good team, but when you get that first touchdown right out of the gate for 75 yards, then Jimmy Garoppolo goes down, you just have to win that game. I think that puts Miami, unfortunately, in the good conversation. And I'm not ready to elevate them right back into the great conversation.
I mean, I'm not going to panic after one game. They have a tough stretch where they have the Sunday night game this week against the Chargers. Go to Buffalo next week. So you want to get back in the good graces. They have two big opportunities on big stages to do so really quickly. So for me, look, Tua played awful. But also, like I said, you're telling one bad game. And that's so far through, what, 9 games now? He's 8-1 that he's played and finished.
Now, to be fair, their offensive line was also completely banged up.
Right, missing both tackles, but it wasn't also like pressure was the issue. I'll give the line credit. Actually, the Dolphins did a pretty good job. It's just whatever reason, was inaccurate as hell. But I will trust that will come back pretty quickly on Sunday night.
You know what that was a little reminiscent of? Now, I'm not saying it's going to this level, because I think Tua is a good quarterback. It reminded me a little bit of DJ Uiagalelei. I think it was up against Syracuse, where you go, oh, yeah, DJ's back. Yo, he's looking good. He's looking great. And then a few signs of what transpired the year before pop up in a game that everyone was watching. That's the comparison that I'll use. Now, I'm not going to the extent that Tua, he's going to want to enter the transfer portal now, and he's going to get traded for the Miami Dolphins. Like, I'm not going there. I think he is the quarterback for the Miami Dolphins. And he also suffered an injury in that game, too. And the durability part has been a big concern with Tua. You know, like, take the concussions out of it. That's a little bit different than suffering other injuries, like a hip injury and a foot injury, leg injury, shoulder, all that. But he was banged up yesterday, as it was reported on during the game.
But thankfully, it sounds like he'll be fine for Sunday. So, I mean, I don't know how much of an ankle injury it was, how much it was the score when he got pulled for
Skylar Thompson. Play, but you wonder how much that's going to affect him.
Well, we'll see on Sunday. We'll see, you know. Well, no hiding there. And Sunday Night Football against the Chargers, gets a defense that in L.A. It's not been very good whatsoever. You should have a field day. Should.
You should.
Operative word.
Isn't that a game the Chargers are going to win? Whenever you think the Chargers are going to lose, they win. Whenever you think they're going to win, they lose. But these next two games, they're massive for the Dolphins. You win both of them, people will be backing on the Dolphins. You beat the Chargers, and then the Bills beat you up pretty good after the Bills choked away that first one. I think people are going to then start to do a 180 on this team from where they were a few weeks ago. What's their record after those two games? You think they beat the Chargers this week?
Yes.
You think they beat the Bills after
no,
that?
No, I do not.
In Buffalo.
Cold. I hate warm weather going to cold weather. Don't like that whatsoever.
I think they're going to lose both games. I do.
Really? They're going to go 0-3 in this big three-game stretch.
Well, the level of desperation for the Chargers, and I know I shouldn't be basing that off of it, because they should have been desperate against the Raiders. I thought the Raiders were going to win, though. I did. I picked the Raiders. I thought the Raiders were going to win. At 6-6, I think the Dolphins coming off a loss, I think everyone's going to bet the Miami Dolphins. And I think the Chargers are going to end up finding a way to pull out the victory. I wonder what do you think the early line is on that game, if I had to take a look at it right now? You said to take a guess. Early line in the betting world of that game.
I would say Dolphins -2.
It's a Dolphins -3.
Fair.
I love the Chargers.
Where have the Chargers, I guess, given you this reason to believe this year?
Nothing.
I would agree. Like, they've not really even won a game where you're like, oh, wow, they shouldn't have won that game. Like, they haven't really impressed.
Honestly, their most impressive games have been losses. Like, the way that they've played Kansas City the first time.
Alabama of the NFL.
Yeah.
We're talking about their losses as the biggest.
Maybe Brandon Staley should start getting on the television and saying, hey, we deserve to be in the playoffs this year because it's about how you play at the end of the season.
Forget the records, and that's what gets you. We need a committee to decide, and look at our losses, man. No one loses like we do.
You know, I need to coach better. Don't hold us out because of me. That's what Brandon Staley should do. But you're not wrong. The 49ers game where they lost was probably one of their more impressive performances, where they were down to three defensive linemen. They were missing both their tackles. They were without Mike Williams, without Keenan Allen. Their most impressive performances this year have been the two performances against Kansas City, more so the first one. The second one, you lose again. I can't really give you credit for that. So the first performance against Kansas City, and then the loss to the 49ers. I can't give them credit for beating the Raiders when Derek Carr throws you three interceptions in week one. I can't give you credit for beating the Texans, nor the Browns, nor the Broncos, nor the Falcons, nor the Cardinals.
Yeah, you look at that resume. It is putrid. And then some of those games are closer than they should have been. Like the Falcons game, they needed a walk-off field goal, if I'm not mistaken.
You needed to pull a rabbit out of that.
2-point conversion and go your way. Congratulations, you made the drive. But we're talking about, you know, bad teams here. You should be, with all the talent they have, should be winning these games easily.
All right, Chargers rest of the way. Going to give you a win-loss here because they're 6-6. They play the Dolphins. Well, you're already going loss.
Loss.
Tennessee the week after that.
Where?
Game is in, well, it doesn't matter. It's at SoFi Stadium, but there's no home field advantage for the
Chargers. No, I know, but I don't think they're going to Tennessee and winning.
Okay.
I will say, I will say that the Chargers win that game.
Okay, so 1-1.
1-1.
You know who they play after that?
Oh, I know.
Oh,
and you
no.
know who? Yeah, yeah, you look at the date, buddy.
No.
Look at the date. You're laughing. And
is that Monday Night Football?
Monday Night Football. Colts have two more primetime games, by the way, just for everyone.
What's the other one?
Saturday. Vikings, 1 o'clock. Not that it's primetime, but it's more standalone.
Is that Christmas Eve?
No, the 17th, the weekend before.
Oh.
They're starting to do the Saturday games.
Yeah, they have three games.
Yeah.
The Ravens play the Browns. And
I think that's Bills-Dolphins, I believe. I got
Bills-Dolphins is the night game.
Yes.
You're right.
And
Ravens
the
Browns.
Appetizer is going to be Colts-Vikings. So let's go, folks. Two of the final four Colts games are in a standalone window.
Oh, jeez.
That is bad.
The Colts should be banned from playing primetime games for the next year.
I would agree. Unless Bryce Young's there.
The Colts and the... No.
I
just threw my hat at Hickey.
Jim Harbaugh,
you are
head
delusional.
Coach.
No,
Bryce
stop.
Young at quarterback.
You are delusional.
They are on
stop.
Sunday night.
Stop. Stop. You keep on mentioning Bryce Young. You have no shot of getting Bryce Young.
Oh, there's a path.
No, there's not. The Texans are going to take him.
Don't worry. I'm spamming their email.
Stop.
Will Levis highlights.
I'm going to walk over there
Anthony
and beat the
Richardson
crap out of you.
Measurables. Some C.J. Stroud throws in tight windows.
Yeah.
But anyway, go back to the conversation. You're not wrong.
That you're a moron?
No, the Colts should not be on primetime games.
So the Colts.
I hate it just as much as you.
Colts.
They'll win that game.
Who, the Colts?
The Chargers.
Okay, just making sure.
Well, that would be one game the Colts win. That would be that
Rams.
One. Oh, boy. Battle of L.A. I will go Chargers.
And then the Broncos.
Ooh. In Denver, Colts.
Does it matter? You score a touchdown, you win the game.
Yeah, you're probably right. Okay.
That team's already quit. Imagine how much the Broncos are going to quit at the end.
So what is that, three wins?
You gave them four.
Four? Colts? Broncos?
Rams?
Rams
and
Titans? And
you said Tennessee.
So 4-2?
You have to split these next two.
10-7?
You have to split the next two. Dolphins and Tennessee.
Or 4-1.
Bare minimum, you have to split. And if you split those games, you get to seven wins. You're 7-7. And down the stretch, you have to beat the Colts, the Rams, and the Broncos. If they don't make the playoffs this year, this got to be one of the worst coaching jobs I've ever seen. If they miss the playoffs with that schedule down the stretch, outside of the Dolphins and you play the Colts, the Rams, and the Broncos. You just can't. You cannot get outscored by Matt Ryan, by Matthew. Well, Matthew Stafford's out, so
John Wolford or Bryce Perkins
or Russell Wilson. If the Chargers miss the playoffs, it's embarrassing. But if they do, they'll only have themselves to blame. Because they lost to the Jaguars. They had two leads against Kansas City, couldn't get the job done, and they lost to the Raiders. They only have themselves to blame.
It's 10-7. I'm trying to see some of the tiebreakers. It's a little tough here. I don't know if even 10-7 might be good enough for them.
Well, it's not a lock.
Right. Like, they should get to 10. You're right. That might not be enough. And then you gotta look back on some missed opportunities early in the year, but...
Yeah, so, like right now, the Bills will be in, the Dolphins will be in, the Bengals will be in, Tennessee will be in, and the Chiefs will be in. Other than that, who are the team? The Chargers, you have two teams left.
Ravens
are fighting.
We'll see with Lamar, right? That injury is going to be determining.
They did win yesterday.
They did.
Now, it wasn't great. You have the Ravens, the Jets, the Patriots, and the Chargers fighting for those final two spots.
And the Ravens have two wins right now more. They have 8 wins compared to the 6 for the Chargers. That's a nice
head
start for you. Yeah, and right, the Jets, Jets and the Patriots, at least one of those teams should knock each other out, considering that, they'll still have kind of an AFC East battle going down the stretch. I know they already played twice, but
can I give you the Jets schedule down the stretch?
Sure.
Buffalo?
L.
That's a loss. Detroit?
Should be a win, but toss-up.
Detroit could score.
It's looking like White. He's got to take care of the ball, but...
Yeah, well, can he score for both halves?
We'll see.
Can you stop with this we'll see stuff?
You've
been saying we'll see too much tonight on this show.
You ask a question. Can he score in two halves? I just told you. I think Mike White could
too
score.
Too much we'll see tonight. Jaguars, Seattle, and Miami. It's not an easy schedule.
No, but when you already got one more win than the Chargers, you're in a good spot, you'd think.
But look at the talent. You look at the talent. I'm not telling you the Chargers are going to make the playoffs. But if they don't make the playoffs, that coach got to go. You could even make the case that they do make the playoffs, the coach still got to go. If Sean Payton wants the job, he's got to go.
I agree.
If Jim Harbaugh wants that job, Brandon Staley got to go. And that's probably it. And within reason, out of the reasonable candidates, would you agree? If Harbaugh and Payton want the job, those are the two guys that you say, okay, Staley's got to go regardless.
I'm trying to think if there's any third option. I think you're right. So far without
I think DeMeco Ryan's going to be a heck of a coach in this league. I don't think you're definitely getting rid of Brandon Staley if you make the playoffs for DeMeco Ryan's. Just because he hasn't done it yet.
Yeah, I don't think I think you're probably right. Like Bruce Arians is not coming out of retirement again.
Stop.
But again. He's done it once before. Yeah, LA lifestyle.
Are you going to mention Dick Vermeil next?
How about Jimmy Johnson? He looks good on the set.
You're a jackass.
He looks like he's ready to come back.
You are such a jackass. You really are. Okay, so let's go, big boy. Don't give me a we'll see. Who are your 7 playoff teams in the AFC? Who are you going to mush?
I think the top 6 in no order. Bills, Chiefs, Ravens, Titans,
Hold on.
Bengals.
Do it by division. Do it by division. How many in the AFCs?
I will go 2 in the AFC.
Well, do it this way. Bills are
Bills
in, right?
Bills win the AFC East.
Dolphins are in, right?
Dolphins are in.
Chiefs are in.
Chiefs are in. Titans are in.
Oh, say that again?
Titans are in.
Okay, just making sure.
The Bengals are in.
Okay, then who are your other
I think the Ravens teams? Will be in.
Okay.
And that's now we're down to one team left.
And that's between then the 7-5 Jets, the 6-6 Patriots, and then the 6-6 Los Angeles
you know what?
Chargers.
I'm going to go with the Jets.
Of course you are, because you hate the Patriots. You hate Brandon Staley, and
I cannot trust the Chargers. I can't trust them.
Fair.
Because we talked about the three games they should win down the stretch. Would I truly be shocked, whether it's the Colts, Rams, or Broncos, if they lose one of those three games?
No.
I can't sit here and pretend I'm shocked. They just lost to the Raiders.
No.
I know the Rams have turned around a little bit, but that's a game you should win. So I can't. I'll trust Mike White. Maybe Zach Wilson, maybe Joe Flacco, whoever the hell's playing quarterback the next 5 games. I'll trust the Jets.
You're right. Anyway, but poll question tonight. Who goes to the Super Bowl out of the AFC? At Zach Gelb, at CBS Sports Radio. Isn't that what we started this conversation
I totally
on?
Forgot that's how we got started with trying to find if there's even a fourth. And actually, no, here we are talking about the Chargers and the Jets for the 7th wild card.
So I think it's 3 teams. And right now, I go Bills 1, Bengals 2, Chiefs 3. But these are all close. And I would have told you last week Kansas City's going to the Super Bowl, but when you lose to both the Bills and the Bengals, resets it a little bit. But right now the Twitter results say Bills 1, Kansas City 2, Bengals 3, and then other 4. So you're 14 there as Miami to go to the Super Bowl?
I would go to the Dolphins, yes.
Yeah, it is Miami. But you would agree there's a big, even though the Dolphins have had success this year and they beat the Bills, you would say there's a big separation, right?
Right now, I'll not say big. I think we can enlarge the gap depending on how next week or next Saturday night in Buffalo goes.
What do you make, and don't give me a we'll see, what do you make of the defense for Miami?
Look, it's, I mean, the thing for me that I don't like is that it's a little turnover heavy. Like, those defenses usually, if you're not going to turn over, you're not going to stop, which is concerning, especially when you look in the AFC, the quarterback talent you're going against. So, not great.
It's kind of the way that we expected this to go this year. McDaniel comes in, the offense gets a big boost, but defensively, I feel like they have not been as good as they've been the last few years on the defensive side of the ball.
And Brian Flores is a wizard, and yeah. How many clips on Twitter were going out of him just, you know, confusing quarterbacks with
insane blitzes. Well, a wizard on defense. Yeah. Offense, he had 4 coordinators in 3 years.
That's very true. Right. Defensive wizard. Thank you for clarifying.
And never supported Tua.
No, hated him for whatever reason. Yeah. Maybe it's because he's lefty. I don't know.
It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. We'll come on back. 5 questions, 5 answers next for Onside's Offside. We will do that when we return.
You're listening to the Zach Gelb Show. Zach's taking on the most polarizing issues in sports. Which side of the line of scrimmage will he end up on?
Offside. Defense number 69.
It's Onsides, Offsides with Zach Gelb on CBS Sports Radio.
Parts for your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. HTH, what do you got for me?
Z-Man, the...
Whoa! Hickey's down for the count. What, did you just cough up your dinner?
Oh, my. I don't know what happened. I just took a deep breath in, and it's like...
This show's a mess right now.
Started coughing.
I've been losing my voice for 4 weeks. I'm just wondering when it's going to come back. And you can't even speak.
Can't speak, which for some is probably a good thing. Putting Adam Ritchie out there in Toronto wants a mute button for yours truly. But hey, I digress. Oh,
you're so sensitive.
No, not sensitive. Just pointing out what other people are saying.
Sensitive.
That's all.
Sensitive, Hickey.
No. I'd rather be hot take Hickey than sensitive.
A sensitive guy would be annoyed with me calling you sensitive.
Because I don't feel any emotions, I'm going to move on here and talk about the 49ers.
Yeah,
because they suffered. Speaking of sensitive,
Hickey right now is red. He just gave me the finger. He's sensitive.
Oh my, that is so. I would never.
By the way, this season for the first time, you can hear every Westwood One NFL broadcast stream live for free Mondays, Thursdays, Sunday nights. The International Series, holiday triple headers, and every postseason game. Catch all the action on the Odyssey app and WestwoodOneSports.com via Westwood One station streams or by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports. All sponsored by AutoZone. It's time to say goodnight to that check engine light with the free AutoZone Fix Finder service. Will help troubleshoot the likely cause of your light for free. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone, AutoZone. The reason why we threw in the read right there was Hickey just needed about 30 seconds to cool down because he was getting so sensitive. Anyway, continue. Mr. Sensitive.
The 49ers suffered a brutal blow as Jimmy Garoppolo will miss the remainder of the season after getting hurt on the first drive of the game on Sunday. Brock Purdy did fill in admirably, though, throwing 2 touchdown passes and helping San Francisco to a 33-17 win over the Dolphins. Now, the 49ers currently sit at 8-4, which is right now third in the NFC. They are tops in the NFC West. Onside or offside, Zach, despite losing Jimmy G, the 49ers, in your mind, are still a threat in the NFC.
A threat to do what? Go to the Super Bowl?
Yes.
Offside.
Offside!
To win a playoff game? Yeah, they could win a playoff game. I don't see how they're going to win 3 playoff games of Brock Purdy as quarterback, even with how talented that roster is, to go to a Super Bowl. The Eagles are going to the Super Bowl this year. I've never been more confident about something than since I predicted that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, after week 1, were going to be going to the Super Bowl. I'm extremely confident with the Philadelphia Eagles going to the Super Bowl this year. As long as Jalen Hurts is healthy, they'll have 2 games at the link, home field advantage, a great roster. The Eagles are going to the Super Bowl.
All right.
What I'd love to see?
Sure.
NFC title game. Eagles, drama, Dallas Cowboys. I think that would be the best NFC title game this year. What's the best AFC title game? I feel like we all want to see Chiefs and Bills, but the Bengals own the Chiefs.
I would say Bengals-Chiefs.
So did we then go Bengals-Bills?
Hmm.
Which we've seen in a few weeks.
Hmm. That'd be fun.
Just toss the Chiefs out of it? You lost to Buffalo. You lost to Cincinnati. Let's see Bengals and Bills.
That'd be a fun one.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Okay.
Bengals, Bills, Orchard Park. Let's go. Let's go. Well, one person who will not be in Orchard Park or in the playoffs or in the Super Bowl will be former Panthers quarterback Baker Mayfield, as his season just continues to get worse.
By the way, Hickey said that Baker Mayfield was a top five quarterback in the NFC this year.
That's right.
Before the season started.
Did not go very well there.
And by the way, I looked back and read those tweets today that you were getting. And I wrote underneath your tweet that Baker Mayfield's top five quarterback. The views of Hot Take Hickey do not reflect the views of the Zach Kelb Show on CBS Sports Radio.
At the time, I thought it was a logical take. Now, with the benefit of 12 games of hindsight, not so much.
Yeah.
Not so much whatsoever, because he has been brutal this year. And the Panthers formally announced they are splitting ways with the former number one overall pick. Baker Mayfield wanted a release, and they are granting it. Baker went 1-5 in Carolina, posted an NFL low 16.8 QBR. Now that he'll be about to be on the open market, there are some teams that possibly could be interested in his services. Ravens and 49ers both suffered injuries at the quarterback position on Sunday. And maybe, just maybe, they'll give Baker Mayfield a shot. So, odds are all sides. Baker Mayfield will start at least one game this season.
Yeah. On sides. Now you're going to ask me for whom, correct, Amundo?
For who?
The 49ers. Mm. Aren't they going to claim him? Now, another team may claim him. But if you're the 49ers and you're Kyle Shanahan, and you've gotten a lot out of quarterbacks, not that I could really expect much out of Baker, don't you just claim him at bare minimum as an insurance policy? If Brock Purdy gets hurt, or if next week the Brock Purdy magic goes away.
I'm not saying Brock Purdy is the answer, or even Josh Johnson for that matter. We saw Baker Mayfield's stock be really low in the offseason. Like, no one wanted him. Basically, yeah. They had to pawn him off to the Panthers. And he did, if anything, made it even somehow worse than his status in, let's say, March. I don't know. Like, he'll probably get claimed because Josh Rosen continues to get claimed. I don't know about starting. I don't know.
Okay. So from top five quarterback of the NFC from Hickey to I don't know about starting. So you don't think he's going to start?
I don't think he's going to start.
Okay,
no.
So just
I'd be
that.
Shocked.
Okay.
It's a dry, big fall. Big fall
now
for
Baker.
Now
what happens
Mayfield.
Tomorrow when you find that he gets claimed by the 49ers?
I still think Brock Purdy will start.
Okay, but for the entire season?
I think so.
Okay. I'd be I very so. Surprised on that one. Anyway, next one.
College football playoff. They have determined there are four teams that will compete to win a national championship this season. Georgia, no surprise, got the number one seed, followed by Michigan sitting there at number two. TCU will make their college football playoff debut and become the first school from the state of Texas to make the playoff. They are at number three, and Ohio State did grab the fourth and final slot. USC had the number four spot going into the final weekend of the regular season, or of the season in general, but they did lose 47-24 to Utah in the Pac-12 title game, and that dropped them from four all the way down to 10. So you have Georgia, Michigan, TCU, and Ohio State are the four teams. Onside or offside, Zach? The committee got it right.
Yeah, the committee got it right. Because my question is, what else should the committee have done? And some people may say Alabama. Alabama didn't have the resume this year. The best Alabama win is what, Ole Miss? Is that the best Alabama win this year, Ole Miss?
Ole Miss or maybe even Texas, honestly.
Texas, but Quinn Ewers got hurt in that game.
Yeah, I mean, you're not wrong.
And they won by 1 point. You had the great play by Will Anderson Jr. and the great play by Bryce Young. Not that Ohio State's this creme de la creme football team. You know, not that Penn State's this creme de la creme football team, but that's what got Ohio State in. That's what did. And USC goes down, so we knew they were out. You can't beat Utah once. You don't deserve to get in. So I have no problem with the committee did. We know Georgia deserved to be in. You know
Michigan deserved to be in. TCU gets their first loss when their coach was stupid at the 1 yard line, not giving the ball to Max Duggan, who was winning the game for you. First loss of the year in overtime. I'm not keeping you out because of that. And I don't have a problem with Ohio State backing their way in. It was one of those years everyone fell by the wayside. So, yeah, I think the committee got it right on sides.
The Bengals beat the Chiefs for the third straight time in the year of 2022, winning 27-24. You know Dave Lapham was screaming that after that big third down completion. Joe Burrow was tremendous, threw two touchdown passes, and after that third and 11 pass to T. Higgins to ice the game, there was Dave Lapham saying, bam, bam, bam. The Cincinnati defense did another great job limiting Patrick Mahomes. They held the best quarterback in the NFL to a season low in passing yards of just 223. Don't look now, the Bengals are 8-4, one game behind both the Chiefs and Bills for the top spot in the AFC. Onsides or offsides, Zach, with five games left in the regular season, the Bengals are contenders for the number one seed in the AFC.
Yeah, they're contenders. I don't think they're going to get it. The Chiefs' schedule. I know that the Chiefs just lost home field advantage yesterday. They had the same record as the Bills, and the Bills already beat them. But the Chiefs' schedule. If the Chiefs lose the game the rest of the... You know what? I'm going to use Marco here. Marco, the Chiefs the rest of the season. They play Denver, Houston, Seattle, Denver, Las Vegas. Do they lose the game?
No.
Okay. Now, I will give you the Buffalo Bills schedule here. The Buffalo Bills play the Jets, the Dolphins, the Bears, the Bengals, and the Patriots. So they lose another game.
Yes.
Okay. So there you go. The Chiefs get the number one seed. Now, just for fun here, I will give you the Bengals schedule. They play the Browns, the Bucks, the Pats, the Bills, and the Ravens. They lose another game.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. So there you go. I think the Chiefs will end up then getting the number one seed. Maybe even if Kansas City loses one game, they could still get the number one overall seed. But the Bengals, they are a contender because Kansas City, they did lose to the Colts. Maybe they have another stinker in them like that this year. But I would think Kansas City's going to win it. But yeah, no, the Bengals are a contender for the number one seed because they beat the Chiefs and they still have the Bills on the schedule. So they control their own destiny. In some extent.
And finally, after completing a perfect 13-0 regular season, beating Ohio State and winning the Big Ten for the second straight year in a row, Michigan head coach Jim Harbaugh's name has been thrown back in the NFL mix. NFL Network's Ian Rapoport and Tom Pelissero released a report on Sunday morning saying that teams are doing their due diligence on the former 49ers head coach, with a source stating that they believed Harbaugh would consider a return to the NFL. Now, if we go back to last year, the Michigan head coach did interview for the Vikings opening last year, and when he didn't get the job, vowed that that would be the last time he considered the NFL. Onside or offside, Zach, Jim Harbaugh will be on an NFL sideline in 2023.
Subject to change. If you get blown out in the college football playoff, maybe he goes to the NFL. I said right after the Colts fired Frank Reich that the Colts will be making a big push for Jim Harbaugh. Unless he's the coach of the Chargers next year, I don't see a job out there that you would leave for right now. Panthers, Colts, Cardinals, Texans, I would stay in college. You got something rolling for you right now. It's your school. You beat Ohio State twice. You got to the college football playoff twice. I would stay right now if I'm Jim Harbaugh. So when you ask me, will Jim Harbaugh be on the NFL sideline in 2023? I'm going to say offside on that.
Offside.
That's Onside's Offside. It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Come on back. We will ring the closing bell, tell you whose stock is booming, whose stock is dooming. Real quickly, though, Marco Belletti, let me get your thoughts on the poll question today, which you can always find at Zach Gelb at CBS Sports Radio. And then I got to run by a crazy hickey take for you, too. Who goes to the Super Bowl out of the AFC? Bengals, Chiefs, Bills, or other? Who are you going with number one right now?
Chiefs.
Still Kansas City.
Yep.
Okay. And then, Hickey, do you think he believes the 49ers, who he picked to go to the Super Bowl, are still going to the Super Bowl after the Jimmy Garoppolo news?
I can't do that. I can't. No. Look, I've been saying for I don't even know how long. I felt there were two teams in the NFC, and this is a little bit of a disrespect to the Cowboys. I got to see it to believe it. To me, it was the Eagles and the 49ers. Those were the two best teams in the NFC. I felt like they were headed for a collision course. They're going to see them in the championship game as long as the seeds, shook out the right way.
Yeah.
And those were the two best teams. without Garoppolo, whether it's Purdy, whether it's Josh John, like whatever it is.
Baker Mayfield?
No.
Matt Ryan forcing a release?
Like whatever the situation comes up.
Doesn't excite you?
I know.
Drew Brees getting struck by lightning? Phillip Rivers?
I'm aware of Andrew how good
Luck.
They are.
How about Andrew Luck? Yeah. Little four. Yeah, hey, right. You like that? Four or five games, Andrew Luck comes out of retirement for the 49ers. Isn't that the perfect scenario?
I'm not kidding. I will quit this industry if Andrew Luck comes out of retirement and plays for the 49ers
Andrew,
this season.
If you're listening, please go to the 49ers. By the way, last time I saw him, he got interviewed by Robert Griffin. He was very thin. I don't know if he could take a hit anymore.
No.
Very thin.
So that's why I feel good about my career being on the line here.
Yeah.
Again, with all that, no, as good as they are, like, no, you're not going to be able to make up for that loss. Sorry, I can't buy it. And the Eagles are for real. It's not like they're a bad team.
No, I think the Eagles are going to the Super Bowl now.
Like I said, now their only competition is the Cowboys, and I feel like they're better than Dallas.
Yeah, and we'll see that in a few weeks, and they'll have Dak. They didn't have Dak the first matchup, but
I get it. And look,
you have to beat them twice too.
Again, to me though,
Dallas.
Like I said, Philly now with the Garoppolo injury. I know this is a little bit unfair, but anything less than a Super Bowl appearance to me would be a complete and total failure for the Eagles.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. I'm 100% with you. It feels like there's three teams this year in the NFL that two if they don't win the Super Bowl, it's a failure. One if they don't get to the Super Bowl, it's a failure. It's the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't get to the Super Bowl, it's a failure. And then for the Bills and the Chiefs, if they don't win the Super Bowl, it's a failure this year.
I can't really argue that. I mean, the Bills put everything into it. This was supposed to be the year. The Chiefs, every year, if they don't win a Super Bowl, it's a bit of a disappointment because you're that good. And we all know, talk to Aaron Rodgers, that window closes faster than you realize.
100%.
So if you don't capitalize on the window when you have it, you could look around and go, oh, no, well, next year, all of a sudden you look around 4 years later and you're like, whoops. You know, because, I mean, it's hard. It's the NFL. Rosters change over a lot faster than people realize because guys get older, they get beat up, they get hurt, or they get paid.
It is Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. We'll come on back at the closing bell.
You're listening to the Zach Gelb Show. Another day is in the books, and we're taking stock of the sports world. It's time to find out who's up and who's down. Let's end the day right and hit the closing bell. Only on the Zach Gelb Show.
Stetson Bennett in the SEC title game, 23 of 29 for 274 yards, 4 passing touchdowns. Give him a stock up. Donovan Edwards in the Big Ten championship as the Wolverines go back to back, beating Purdue 43 to 22. Donovan Edwards replacing Blake Corum, no problem. 25 carries for 185 yards and a touchdown. Give Donovan Edwards a stock up. Ohio State, you lost to Michigan. You got embarrassed in that fourth quarter, but you backed your way into the college football playoff. Give the Ohio State Buckeyes, who have a date with Georgia, a stock up. Christian Watson, 2 touchdowns yesterday. 1 through the air, 1 on the ground. That is now 8 touchdowns in his last 4 games. He's been on fire. Give Christian Watson out of North Dakota State a stock up. I love what I'm seeing out of the Lions lately. Lions 40, Jaguars 14, another dub for Dan Campbell and the Detroit Lions. But give credit to Amon-Ra St. Brown, 11 catches for 114 yards and 2 touchdowns. Hickey, I don't mean to be a jerk here when I ask you this question. How'd you watch that fourth quarter last night between the Colts and the Cowboys?
I mean, I watched it. I was kind of numb to it. I was rooting for a running clock, so fortunately they didn't get
it. Was it tough, though, to watch?
Honestly, not really.
Did you feel like Jimmy Fallon in Fever Pitch when he's stuck on the couch and he's just watching the highlights of everything that went wrong for the Red Sox?
In a weird way, getting beat down early in the season kind of left me at this point just numb where I felt honestly no pain.
Did you ever think you were going to win the game last night?
There was a point, yes, like the second quarter. When the after the pick by Stephon Gilmore, like, oh my God, the Colts might actually win this game. And they down at one point, going to the fourth quarter, 2 points. This one, and also this would have been a game.
You shouldn't think you should beat anyone this year.
This would have been a game the Colts won.
Yeah.
Would have been, but...
Well, I'm giving a stock up to the Dallas Cowboys because they outscored Indianapolis 33-0 in that fourth quarter. Gotta love it. Stock up. Davante Adams. Oh, he's an absolute freak for the Las Vegas Raiders. 8 catches for 177 yards and 2 touchdowns. He was unbelievable. Give him a stock up. Trey Turner going to the Phillies. That's an 11-year deal, right, for $300 million. And the Mets get Justin Verlander 2 for 86 with an option. Give a stock up to the Phillies and the Mets. Making moves. Caleb Williams. I think he won the Heisman Trophy. He played well pretty much on one leg in the SEC in the Pac-12 title game, but they lost to Utah again. Hickey, I don't get why he wrote on his fingernails, bleep Utah. I don't like that for my quarterback if I was a fan of USC. It's just so unnecessary. There's no need to do it. It could only be a negative outcome. You lose the game, everyone's going to talk about it. I did not like it personally. You?
I didn't mind it. Again, if you win, I think you're it's kind of who he is. It's kind of like, you know, a cocky, but he's someone who's confident, kind of like Joe Burrow. Now, maybe Joe Burrow's a little more
confident,
subtle.
You shouldn't be writing F the other team on your fingernails. So if I show up to the studio tomorrow, bleep hot take Kicky on my fingernails.
No, that is different. We're not enemies. We're not going against each other in a game.
It's not different.
Yes, it is.
It's not different at all. It's disrespectful. Give a stock down to Caleb Williams. Baker Mayfield. I have to apologize to Baker Mayfield. You were doomed to fail before the season started. Because my producer, Hot Take Hickey, said that you were a top 5 quarterback in the NFC. So Baker, you were doomed from the start. Now waived by the Carolina Panthers. I give Baker Mayfield a stock down. Do you think he asked for that release?
Yes.
But wasn't it? I heard DJ Moore say today, and I would agree with you. I thought he asked for the release. Why would you want to be there anymore? You're not starting. But I heard DJ Moore say today that Baker Mayfield was really upset when he was talking to him about getting waived by the Carolina Panthers. Like, that gives off the impression he didn't want to get released, but we don't know at the end of the day he wanted to get released.
Well, I believe Steve Wilks even just said it rightfully so. He asked for it, and then they granted it. So I maybe just upset about, you know, how everything he got to this point where it's like, I'm so bad I got to ask for a release, and this year has not gone the way I envisioned it.
And like, I'm that so upset reality, because I suck.
Reality set in, like, wow, I'm so bad right now. I can't beat up Sam Darnold. Like, hey, that's when it kind of hit him.
Got to give a stock down to the 49ers. You win yesterday, heck of a victory, but after the game, you find out that Jimmy Garoppolo is now donezo for the season with the fractured foot. No Jimmy G, no Trey Lance. Super Bowl or bust. You were kind of looking at it with the way the NFC was shaking on out. I can't see how they get to the Super Bowl this year, so give a stock down to the 49ers. Brandon Staley. Oops. He did it again. They lose to the Raiders. And they don't have a good win on their schedule this year, the Los Angeles Chargers. This is a dead man walking. I don't see how he's back next year as the head football coach of that team. Their wins this year. You beat the Raiders. You beat the Texans. You beat the Browns. You beat the Broncos. You beat the Falcons. You beat the Cardinals. Nothing really screams impressive. I got to have that guy in Brandon Staley. Give him a stock down. And finally, the Titans. They have a pulse. And not only did they not even have a pulse against the Philadelphia Eagles, the guy that you inexcusably traded because you didn't want to pay him, and A.J. Brown, took you lunch, flipped you upside down, took your underwear, and put it over your head, and he embarrassed you with his 2 touchdowns in the game. And Tennessee, even though they're having a good season, you got what you deserved. Because there is no reason why you shouldn't have paid A.J. Brown this offseason. And he should still be a member of that football team. And he embarrassed you when he had 8 catches for 119 yards and 2 touchdowns. And the Eagles beat the Tennessee Titans 35-10. So I'm giving a stock down to Tennessee. And that's the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio, college football playoff. Real quickly before we leave, I just want to play you Nick Saban one more time. This was from Fox as he was trying to advocate Alabama's case to get in.
The committee or anyone else is, if we played any of these teams that are on the edge or getting in, would we be the underdog or would we be the favorite? And I think if you can answer that question, and the goal is to get the best teams in, then you would say they belong in there. We lost two games on the road in a tough league to top 10 teams. We weren't 100%. Bryce Young was not 100%. You know, you show vulnerability when you get beat badly at the end of the season. Our team has played better at the end of the season. So that's kind of my reasoning.
Here's all I'll say. If you want to say that you're the better team, and maybe you have an argument to do so, you got to be able to give me facts. And your resume does not suggest that you're a top 14 this year. Like, I could think my team's going to win, but if my team has two losses and my team doesn't have the resume, you don't belong. And you didn't belong this year. And the only one you have to blame in a year where they left it so open to lose and then get in was not lose that game against LSU, which, by the way, you were a 14.5-point favorite. Y'all win that game. And you lost that game. Alabama did not deserve to go this year. Hot take, Kiki. Thank you very much. Big thanks to each and every one of you for calling, listening, and tweeting. Always give me a follow on Twitter, where we pump a bunch of videos out. At Zach Gelb, Twitter and Instagram, ZACHGELB. Joe Montana will join us tomorrow. We out. Bye-bye. Peace.